Similarly, another very effective tool, and one that's required by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, in terms of children's behavioral plans and interventions within the school setting, is a functional behavioral analysis. And one of the things that I started doing many years ago that was extremely helpful is going ahead and doing that for the problem behavior, but also doing it for the strength. You have to think about the ABCs. Antecedents, the behavior that you're focusing on, and consequences or payoffs. Think about the strength. So the strength may be doing well on an athletic team, which includes getting along with the coach and with teammates. And maybe this is the one thing that's real different for this particular young person. Normally, this young person may have lots of trouble with authority, a lot of peer problems, a lot of aggression, and a short fuse. But on this particular team, they're doing really well. Well, what's the environmental context? What are the things that are leading to that strength? So again, think through it. What would be some of the things that you'd be looking for? When you look, what are the characteristics of that coach? What is it about that adult where that interaction is so different from some of the young person's other interactions? What is it about playing on the team? Maybe it's because it really taps into one of the strengths of this young person, which is their basic athletic prowess in this particular sport, and that's the one thing that they feel good about. So do we have a clue that if this person were interacting with another adult that was similar in style to the coach, whether we might see more successful behavior? If we really target our intervention on building the competence in this young person, might we see more successful behavior? Because when he or she feels good about what they are doing, we tend to see less of the negative behavior. What are the qualities about the peers? Is it the structure of the interaction? Maybe this person doesn't have the best social skills or conflict mediation. And maybe with this particular team, the structure of the team takes away some of those choice points so that he or she can be successful in those interactions. Maybe it's the qualities of the other kids. Maybe it's that when this young person feels successful in their interaction, they don't have a need to fly off the handle when somebody looks at them differently or challenges them. Those are some of the hypotheses that get set up. On the back end, what are the things that are reinforcing this good behavior on the team? How is it recognized? How is it reinforced? What are the payoffs for this particular young person? Maybe it's recognition. Maybe it's the one area where his or her parents are not at him all the time about what goes on. And so it also creates a really good relationship. A benefit or a positive consequence is the relationship that he or she has with his parents. It's one of the things that they share as a family. Parents go out and are there supporting him or her when they're playing, whereas they avoid going to the school for anything else because it's unpleasant for the family. These are the kinds of things that you can learn doing a functional behavior analysis about the problem behavior. But you can do the same thing around the strength, where you can see how picking apart the strength and being a good detective around the strength can lead you to some very potentially high payoff interventions. Finally, one of the things we're trying to do when we provide services and interact with families and youth is to understand their experience as much as possible. We need to use the tools that we have as providers to help them get where they want to go. When we only focus on the deficits, we're not getting a total picture of who this child and family is. If somebody asks you to describe yourself in all aspects, you wouldn't think about all the things that you don't like about yourself and all the things that are going wrong. We're not the sum of our problems or the places where we don't measure up. It's a balance. So if the goal of our assessment and interaction is to try to develop the most accurate view to try to get in the head of children and families, we should approach the family with the following perspective. Help me understand your experience so I can get you to where you want to be, so that you can meet your dreams and goals. Strength-based assessment is really fleshing out the other half of what we need to understand in order to be successful in our work.